We have a massively bullish update for Ondo Finance that could propel it into the top 10.
We got BlackRock, we got Trump and World Liberty Finance. We have MasterCard and this one thing that nobody is talking about yet.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by Mudo Hub, the global leader in blockchain-based epigenetics and DNA research.
Over the last 8 years, Mudo has gained worldwide recognition by partnering with top-tier institutions like the King's College London, the University of Singapore, and Web3 giants like VeChain.
With over 70,000 tests conducted worldwide and millions of dollars in revenue, their AI-powered health coach provides personalized, actionable insights to help users take control of their wellness journey.
Users can even monetize their own health data through commercial and clinical research while helping fund groundbreaking discoveries.
If you're betting on DeSci and AI-driven health innovation this cycle, look no further than Mudo Hub and the DNA token.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we have an insanely bullish update episode for one of our top altcoins, which is Ondo Finance. You have Donald Trump. You have World Liberty Finance, partnerships with MasterCard. You have BlackRock. And we have one secret thing that no one is talking about.
Yes, this is a very important episode because we like to keep our listeners and our viewers up to date on projects that we tend to hold and probably a bunch of you guys hold, because the Ondo community has been fantastic. The engagement, super high. These guys are dialed in as an overall project. Mm-hmm. And what's to come is just absolutely insane in combination with what has just happened. And we know that, look, you guys are not just glued to the screens like we are every day. So we want to bring you up to date on everything that's happened over the past month or two to tell you why this project is so bullish. And remember, we identified this project sitting around 18 cents. It went up to $1.40 or so. It's come back down to around 80, 90 cents at time of recording. But there's a lot of catalysts here in the pipeline and some really bullish events that just occurred.
For sure. So if you're not familiar with Ondo, they're basically involved in tokenizing assets and tokenizing markets. They have a stablecoin, which is one of the biggest American stablecoin competitors to USDC, that's offering yield. And it's all about institutions. And that's why BlackRock has been basically working directly with Ondo and potentially buying Ondo tokens, because Larry Fink, who runs BlackRock, has come out and say the tokenization of assets is a multi-trillion dollar opportunity and the future of the financial markets. That's why they're working with the number one tokenization play in Ondo Finance. Then you look at some recent developments that we've seen since Trump took office in the United States of America. First of all, we see an official partnership from World Liberty Finance, which is Trump's like crypto project basically, and Ondo Finance. And what you're seeing is WLFI is exploring the integration of Ondo's tokenized assets, including their stablecoins USDY and OUSG, as treasury reserve assets. They plan to incorporate these assets and their tokenized securities into its platform for borrowing, lending, and margin trading. Then you have, you know, there's always these guys that are looking at like Donald Trump's crypto portfolio. It looks like they're buying Ondo specifically. And then when you dig deeper into the Trump-Ondo connection, so Trump's new pick for the SEC chair has direct ties to Ondo Finance. Ondo has been working with BlackRock and Securitize, powering their multi-chain expansion. Paul Atkins, the new SEC chair, is on the Securitize advisory board. So him becoming the SEC chair is massively bullish for DeFi and crypto and Ondo specifically.
Yeah, I think this collaboration with World Liberty is absolutely massive. As you alluded to, this is going to allow them to tokenize securities from Ondo's upcoming global markets. Global markets, 24/7, accessible entirely from everywhere around the globe. That is absolutely massive. And you just alluded to that very key individual that they just added to their team to help with the SEC and all these other things. Another recent appointment was Patrick McHenry as vice chairman. This is the former chair of the House of Financial Services Committee. Patrick McHenry has been very vocal for crypto as an overall whole. He was always grilling Gary Gensler. Mm-hmm. He joined the Ondo Finance team as vice chairman, bringing valuable regulatory financial expertise to the company. So Patrick McHenry joined the team. He's going to be bringing along government relations. He's going to have an influence on crypto regulations, and it also provides institutional credibility. So bringing something from the virtually the White House onto the Ondo team, very bullish as well.
Yeah. So, you know, just a quick recap of these very, very high level bullish updates for Ondo. They're basically working directly with Donald Trump and their crypto team through their partnership with Worldly Finance. We know they've been backed by and are working with BlackRock. So if you're looking for a crypto project that is literally working with the biggest players in the world, Trump, BlackRock, Worldly Finance, it's Ondo. And we always talk about a bullish setup for American-based crypto projects that have done it by the book for regulations, building the right way. That's Ondo. Then you look at the main platform that Ondo has been building for the last few years that they just launched. That's this Ondo Global Markets. Now, basically what Ondo Global Markets is, they're tokenizing over 1,000 U.S. publicly traded securities that are listed on the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ. We're talking about stocks like Apple, Uber, Tesla, whatever. And they're tokenizing them and providing access to these stocks for investors all around the world. And that's key because right now, people that live in other areas of the world will have difficulty buying American-based equities and all these kinds of treasury things and stuff like that. Well, Ondo is solving this problem. They're going to be tokenizing assets, equities, stocks, bonds, all these kinds of things, and allowing global liquidity. We're talking trillions and trillions of dollars of liquidity to flow into these assets. This is one of the largest, I feel like one of the most legit innovations in the blockchain and crypto space that no one is talking about. They just came out and revealed it like last month or something like that. And this is absolutely not priced in yet. That's why Larry Fink keeps saying tokenization of assets and markets is a multi-trillion dollar opportunity. Ondo has built one of the most impressive platforms, and it is very, very early days for this.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. Ondo also had an integration with MasterCard's multi-token network. So Ondo Finance has become the first provider to bring real-world assets to MasterCard's MTN. This integration is going to allow businesses on the MasterCard multi-token network to earn daily yields through tokenized assets, which will end up tying into global markets. Specifically, Ondo's short-term U.S. Government Treasuries funds, OUSG, enabling 24/7 subscriptions and redemptions without the need for stablecoin on-ramps and settlement windows. This integration with MasterCard, I think, is absolutely massive because MasterCard is a global behemoth and used globally. Look, when you take the global markets, you take MasterCard, this is absolutely huge integration.
Yeah, and then one of the knocks against Ondo, people are like, oh, but you know, the token, it's just this ERC token. They're doing everything on Ethereum. It's slow. It's outdated. Well, guess what? We have another massively bullish update for Ondo that I think people are overlooking, and that is the recent launch of their own L1 Ondo chain. So Ondo chain is their own institutional purpose-built blockchain for this real-world assets and tokenization of global markets. That means that they're going to offer features like real-world asset and tokenized asset staking, and it's going to be operating all around the world in real time, not like the stock markets that are closed, you know, all the time. And I think what you're going to see here is a massive shift towards all of this money and liquidity on this Ondo and Ethereum chain going to the new Ondo chain. And the token specifically itself, when you have a project launching their own blockchain with their own token, that opens up the ability potentially for staking of the Ondo token, for gas for the Ondo token, all kinds of pairing, lending, borrowing, using the Ondo token. So the utility in the tokenomics of the Ondo token could now be propelled into a massively bullish sentiment with the launch and then bridging of the assets onto the Ondo chain. So when you look at all these bullish things that just happened, this has just happened with Ondo chain over the last few months.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of a project that's sitting still in the top 100 that people are still sleeping on that has had so many bullish updates. It's going to take the power of possibly the most valuable crypto industry, which is tokenization of assets. Buddy buddies with Trump, BlackRock, their own chain, MasterCard. What an insane setup for Ondo. This has to be one of the top projects for 2025.
Yeah, they surpassed $1 billion in total value locked. I think that's absolutely massive. You know, who knows what number this goes to, $100 billion, a trillion. Like we said, the U.S. Treasury market sits at $5 trillion alone.
Yep.
Right? The cool thing about this is like when you're tokenizing stocks, you know, imagine buying Tesla and then you can stake it. You start earning yield on your stock.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's pretty much what these guys are doing. And it's global access, which is going to be pretty cool.
And the tokenized stock market and these tokenized real-world asset markets, they're going to be open 24/7.
Yeah.
A huge thing for traders all around the world operating in different time zones. You know, imagine if you live in Singapore and you're trying to trade the U.S. stock market. Well, those hours aren't very convenient, but if it's a tokenized stock market run by Ondo Finance that's open 24/7, well, that's a game changer. And this whole staking of real-world assets on the Ondo chain, now that doesn't necessarily just apply to stocks, right? All these kinds of real-world assets, whether it be, I don't know, you can any sort of asset. If they bring out some sort of innovative staking of real-world assets tokenized and backed by Ondo on their own chain, that's when you can see billions, if not trillions of dollars flow into Ondo.
They've also had the expansion into the Stellar Network as well, XLM for some of you guys who might have been early OGs. So Ondo Finance announced plans to bring its USDY token to the Stellar Network, aiming to unlock yield opportunities for global economies and expand access to tokenized real-world assets. This is unlocking yield for global economies, right? You have XRP, which is maybe mainly for the banks, then XLM, a little bit more for the unbanked. So pretty unique integration that is happening there as well.
Yeah, when you look at all the vaporware and meme coins and trash that's been launched in the crypto market over the past year or two, Ondo Finance is literally the opposite. Yeah. It is the most, one of the most legit crypto projects. This isn't just a crypto project. This is a multi-billion dollar real life business that is going to be brought to life and is innovating in crypto like no other project we've seen. That's why Ondo, as you said, we've been on it since early days, 15, 18 cents, rode it up to $1.50, now back down to 80. I can see this thing going to $10, this bull run, if things really line up with Bitcoin. So I think you got to have Ondo in your portfolio, not financial advice. This is just what we're doing.
Absolutely. Hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.